all of our guests and visitors today, we're glad you're here today, and it's a real treat to be able to come together and worship God for all of his blessings. One of the big blessings that we celebrate here at Praise Lutheran and Little Praisers, in addition to God's gift to us in Jesus, hi. That's nice. It's nice when people walk towards you, not run away from you. That's a good thing. But one of the things that we cherish and value here is community. And so we're really excited to be here with you today. In fact, our leadership has been praying about this Sunday for a number of days and weeks now, and so we're thankful you're here today. And once again, if there's something we can pray about for you before you leave today, please take a moment to let us know, okay? All right. So typically in the mornings, I'm out walking our little 12-pound bundle of joy named Buddy, a full-grown Havanese dog, or maybe it goes like this. He's out walking me around the neighborhood. Anybody have a dog like that? Or maybe you watch somebody, you're out walking, oh, look, so-and-so's being walked by their dog again. You ever see that? Yeah. Back home, we had a big 150-pound dog named Samson, and man, that thing would drag you around the place. Good thing we had a farm to be drug around in. But anyway, back in our neighborhood here in Fort Wayne, it's nice, especially this time of year, to really start to soak in what God is doing outdoors. I don't know, how many people, just a show of hands, how many of you are kind of outdoorsy people now that the darkness and the cold have gone away? You're one of those people that are like, get me outside. Is that you? Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be outside. So when I'm out walking around, I'm taking stock of everything that's going on. The grass is starting to green. Dandelions are coming up in said grass, and the war goes on. Anybody there? And to fight those? Yeah, boy. Yeah. See me after worship. We'll talk about a game plan. But yeah, grass is greening, flowers are starting to blossom, whether it's on trees or up from the ground or in flower pots, landscaping, mowers are mowing, hedge trimmers are trimming, and people are out and about, and it feels great. One cul-de-sac that we typically walk around has been showcasing this as of recent. Real quickly, just so I know you're with me, what is that? Sidewalk chalk. How many of you play with sidewalk chalk? Don't be ashamed now. It's all right. There's no age, well, there might be an age limit on it, but just so you don't eat it. But yeah, in fact, the trend nowadays is to take some sidewalk chalk and just make some beautiful pictures and forms of art with it. Well, that's the case in our nearby cul-de-sac. Some of the neighborhood girls have started to etch out little things every day. And it's been a real treat to go back and visit this cul-de-sac day after day after day and to see this thing grow every day. And maybe you've seen something like that in your neighborhood, on a driveway, on a sidewalk, out in the street. Well, hopefully not in the street too long. But here's the thing. We've had something going on outside, and maybe you've noticed it, maybe you experienced it. It's called rain. And so we moved here a few years ago from Richmond, Virginia. We weren't told that it rains so much. It's starting to make me feel like Portland, Oregon. Rains all the time. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, what I've started to notice is just this. That things fade. So for as much as I've seen this tapestry of art starts to stretch and grow across with all of its vibrant colors, you know something? With all that rain and all the weather and elements happening outside, do you know what's begun to happen? Started to fade. I wonder if you've had that experience in life where maybe you've noticed something in your life that's started to fade. Now, let's be honest here. We've seen a lot of things fade over the years, right? Clothing trends, fashion trends, right? Some of us, you know, we're trying to bring back some of that 80s fashion, right? Anybody an 80s person with me? Anybody? Okay, all right. Hang in there. You're not alone. Fashion trends come and go, right? They're popular for a while, and then what do? They fade. Sports teams, right? We're excited when they're winning, but when they lose, our interest starts to what? Starts to fade. Not with the Tin Caps, though. It's other sports markets. Not here in our faith, no. Right? Song choices. Preferences for foods. Don't those fade as well? Keep said clothing in the wash too long, and what happens? It fades. Sometimes in life, things fade. What we heard this morning in our third reading, our gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, is just this, that something significant has started to fade for a guy by the name of Thomas. And what you need to know about Thomas is that for almost 3 years, this guy named Thomas followed another guy by the name of Jesus. And Thomas was convinced that Jesus was the one that was going to change the landscape of life and ministry forever. The way people were talking about him and the things that Jesus was doing, boy, he was the one to hope in. And then something happened on what we call Good Friday. You know what happened? Jesus died. And that was a really hard pill to swallow for Thomas. Because when somebody gets stuck to a cross and thrown in a tomb, guess what? They typically don't come back. So for Thomas, something very significant started to fade. And no, it wasn't blue jeans. No, it wasn't his sandals. No, it wasn't the food trend of the day. It was something more significant that you and I latch onto throughout the week. And it's a four-letter word, starts with H. And when said and when lived, it sounds like this: hope. So here's what happened. And this is what John, another Christ follower, shares with us, so that we remember this, right? John chapter 20, verse 19 and follows. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. See, not everybody loved Jesus. And we see that today too. Not everybody, #loved Jesus. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Sometimes I have a hard enough time walking through an open door. Now, how Jesus is doing this? Jesus does what only Jesus can do, amen? But this is what he does. He goes back to those whose hope has begun to fade. Now, we're going to come back to that in a little bit, but just hang with me for a minute. And he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. But you know something? Do you know who's not with them when this is going down? Do you know who's not there to experience this great revelation of Jesus' resurrection? Do you know who's not there? Thomas. Now, we're not quite sure where Thomas is at. We're not sure if he's out fishing or he's in the marketplace or he's sharing the message that Jesus gave him to share. We're not sure, but the result is this. Thomas wasn't there. And because Thomas wasn't there, at least in his mind and his heart, someone else just wasn't there. Do you know who that was? It's on the screen for you today if you want to take a sneak peek. It's Jesus. You ever missed the boat on something? Like the good news, you know, there's that commercial that's been airing as of recent where there's the guy who's watching the big sporting event and he takes that split second to turn around and get something else like a Tostitos chip or something. And then the second he turns around, what happens? The big goal, the big score, the game-winning whatever. You missed it. You ever had that experience in life? You missed it? Thomas feels like he missed it. In fact, he doesn't feel like he missed it because for him, he just can't wrap his mind around it. Somebody coming back from the dead, that's just ridiculous. For Thomas, seeing is believing. He had Jesus in his life for 3 years, and then they stuck him to a cross. And then they put him in a tomb, and they closed it. For Thomas and for a number of Jesus' followers, a part of them died that day as well. Something started to fade. And you know what that was? It was hope. And because Thomas wasn't there, as far as he's concerned, somebody else wasn't there as well. It was Jesus. For Thomas, little by little, with every passing day, every reminder, hey, you missed it, hey, Jesus was here, every moment following, something starts to fade just a little bit more, like that sidewalk chalk in a torrential downpour, except it's not sidewalk chalk. It's something much more precious to Thomas, to you, and to me. And maybe it's something you could use a little bit more of today. It's called hope. Sometimes in life, hope fades, doesn't it? You don't have to raise your hand for this part, but I wonder if you can resonate with what's up on the screen this morning. Because sometimes in life, God's children, you and me, we experience fading hope, don't we? When plans don't go the way they should, right? With our families, marriages, or relationships. With things like forgiveness. Things start to fade in those areas. And when they do, what happens to our hope? Well, it fades right along with it. Academic experiences and goals. I can't say the number of times I've had a conversation with a young adult where I said, Pastor Seth, I've had this all sketched out, right? Maybe that's you. I've had this all sketched out. I take this class, I do this, get this degree, I'd have this job, have this house, have this wife. It'll be fantastic. But then something happened. And it was like someone turned on the faucet and boy, just let it run for days. And those plans, they started to fade. And along with it, something else faded. What was it? It was hope. Maybe you're going through a season where your health is not where you'd like it to be. Some of the prayer requests you heard this morning reflect that, don't they? Maybe say you're sitting here thinking, my health should be in a much different place now, but it's not. And I'm not getting much clarity from the doctors. I've done everything. I've paid the bills. I've made the trips. I've had the appointments, and nothing's changing. In fact, my health is fading all the more. And you know what else is fading with it? My hope. Feelings change, don't they? We've heard this said before that feelings are not facts, right? Sometimes our feelings need to be challenged. But let's be honest, feelings count for a lot, especially when that's the currency within relationships. And when those feelings start to fade, something else starts to fade in the relationship as well. Something you and I need a lot of. Love, forgiveness, grace. See, I wonder if maybe today, just maybe today, in your seat in life, you've started to watch one of these things, or maybe things you would add to the screen. I wonder if you've started to watch them fade in your life. And as you've watched them fade, I wonder if your hope and your outlook has been like that sidewalk chalk that just has taken a beating for too long, and it's starting to do what? Starting to fade. Where are you at today? Thomas had a really great outlook in life. He was all in with this Jesus. Where Jesus would go, he would go. Where Jesus stayed, Thomas would stay. In fact, there are two other times in Scripture where we get to see part of Thomas's heart. And I know Thomas gets a bad rap, right? Because what do we typically attach with Thomas's name? What kind of Thomas? A doubting Thomas. But did you know that earlier when Jesus said he was going to go back to hostile territory, do you know who was one of the first ones to stand up and say, we're going to go die with Jesus? You know who that was? It was Thomas, John chapter 11. When Jesus said he was going to go and prepare a place for us, and he said, don't lose heart. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And do you know who spoke up and said, okay, I'm going to ask, because nobody's asking the obvious question here, how do we know where to go if we don't know the way, Jesus? Do you know who that was? That was Thomas. But Thomas got socked in the gut with something that just is hard to wrap your heart and your mind around, and it's this thing called death. And as far as Thomas is concerned, nobody walks away from that, but there's somebody who does, for you and for me. And he does it because he loves you. And it's not because of what you've done for him or what you haven't done, because of where you've been or what you've been going through, because whatever season of life someone has thrown into your lap, it's not because of that. There's someone who comes back in the strength of a relationship for you and for me, and his name is Jesus. And what Thomas doesn't understand is just this, that Thomas, just like you and me, Thomas is living in the reality of the resurrection. Where because of Jesus' death and resurrection from the dead, it changes everything. So here's the thing. If you take nothing else away from today, then take this. Jesus doesn't fade from your life. And to prove that, he came back from the dead for you. I don't know if you have a long line of people in your life who've already done that. If you do, I'd love to hear about it. Let me take you out for coffee and fill me in. For goodness sakes, fill me in. But if you don't, then hear this. You got somebody in your life who loves you enough to come back from the dead and to give you hope. So that whatever you're going through, whatever's been fading in your life, whatever hopes have been fading, you have something different now that you can latch on to, whether it's raining in your lane or it's a bright sunny day, and it's Jesus. Jesus Christ doesn't fade from your life. Why? Because there's nothing going on in your life and my life that would ever push him away from you. And maybe that's hard to hear because maybe you have people in your life who have bailed on you, who said, I do, and then they said one day, I don't anymore. Who said, I'm your best friend, and then you came to school, and boy, that was the furthest thing from the situation. Maybe the reality of someone in your life who's there in good days and bad, regardless of what, maybe that starts to get that golf ball-sized lump in the back of your throat. Because the first time in your life, maybe you're hearing that somebody's with you no matter what. Do you need to hear that today, people of God? Jesus Christ is not going to fade from your life. And when Jesus Christ doesn't fade from life, something else doesn't either. But check this out. We're not done with Thomas yet. John chapter 20, verses 26 to 27. A week later, Jesus' disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. See, Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to who? He said to Thomas, the one who's been fading, the one whose hopes have been fading like that sidewalk chalk. This is what he says to Thomas. He said, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas learned a valuable lesson that day. And you know what? So did we. And here's what we learned. Jesus doesn't fade from your life. And you know, when Jesus doesn't fade from your life, you know what else doesn't fade? Hope. Like we heard at the start of our service, because of what Jesus has done for you and for me on the cross and through the tomb, you have something that will never spoil, perish, or do what? Fade away. And here's the really cool thing. Ready for it? It's a free gift. Paid in full by Jesus Christ. That's good news, isn't it? So about 3 years ago, my wife Kara and I, this is before baby Evan was born. Now our life has been further blessed. We're excited to be new parents. Back in Richmond, Virginia, we were connected to a congregation that was nestled in a community that had started to fade. One of the big things that this area of Richmond had begun to lose was something you and I both value, and it's called hope. And for our congregation, it wasn't enough for us to just sit inside a building and deck out the clubhouse while everybody else outside was fading when it came to things like hope and a promise of something better. So you know what this church did? It's what this church is doing today. It's getting outside the building. And if you're wondering why Praise Lutheran does what it does when it has things like the Easter Extravaganza or the Fall Festival or the upcoming Screen on the Green, it's because we're interested in a relationship that reflects someone bigger and better and greater in your life and my life, and his name is Jesus. And when Jesus doesn't fade, you know what else doesn't fade? Hope. So God's people did this. They actually went outside the building, and they started pouring their lives into the lives of the people that live just down the street. And maybe this is an opportunity for you where you live. I don't know. But once a month, we go outside and we have a free neighborhood event in a cul-de-sac. And it would look like this. Kids pouring out. Can you picture it? kids pouring out of the homes, walking block after block after block, just to come to this event where community is being cultivated, where people get to see and hear and experience Jesus through other people. Pretty cool. People would come and experience these games and these activities that anybody could come to, regardless of how old or how young you were, where you've been or where you haven't been, what you've been going through. It was a place where Jesus Christ was meeting community. Can you imagine that? It was a place where long-term relationships were being cultivated. And if I could put it this way, hope wasn't fading. Because for the first time in a long time, people were starting to hear this message. Jesus Christ hasn't faded from your life. And they were starting to see it. Jesus Christ hasn't faded from your life. And when Jesus Christ doesn't fade from your life, do you know what else doesn't fade from your life? Hope. And there are other fun things like giving out school supplies right before school or giving away ball tickets to a game that others were going to, just to have that sense of community where Jesus Christ was present. And when Jesus is present, you know what else is there? Hope. So month after month, people got to take this away. It was palatable. It was relational. It was personalized. Jesus doesn't fade from life. And when Jesus doesn't fade from life, you know what else doesn't fade from life? Hope. Is that something that you could be a part of? Is there room for you to be a part of giving hope to somebody else? Could you come to something where maybe you're the recipient of that hope? We live in the reality of the resurrection. And because Jesus lives, Jesus doesn't fade from your life and my life. And because Jesus doesn't fade from your life and my life, do you know what you have today and I have today that doesn't fade? Hope. Whatever your season of life is, wherever you've been pushed, wherever you've been kicked, wherever you've been pressed down, may God build you up today with a reminder that Jesus is not fading from your life. And because Jesus doesn't fade from your life, do you know what else doesn't fade? There's hope for you yet. Let's pray. Father, we've been through those seasons of life where the rain's come, and boy, the rain has poured hard. Maybe there are some of us here today who feel like one more downpour and we're going to fade away. Today we pray in the strength of a relationship that you would meet us where we're at. We pray that you would remind us that you have not faded from our lives. Remind us that you call us together as your church to go and bless others with what we've been blessed with freely as well, the presence of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus is present, Father, we know that so is our hope. So wherever this message needs to go today, wherever it needs to have a place in our lives, wherever we need to carry it, bring us to those places and meet us there. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This time in our service, I'd like to invite you to stand as we continue with our Christian faith confession in the words of the Apostles' Creed. So let's stand together, shall we? Let's share our Christian faith together. I believe in